Hello and welcome to episode 139 of the Tech Reformation, where the world of technology meets the worldview of Christianity. We're going to stick mostly to tech this week because we're going to be talking about some announcements Samsung made on August 8th, announcing the Note 9 as well as some other products. And we have never really given Samsung a fair shake on this show, mostly because we're all snooty Apple people. But Samsung is more often than not head-to-head or even ahead of Apple in market share when it comes to mobile phones. So it's absolutely worthwhile digging into what Samsung is doing these days just so we can understand the technology landscape as a whole. So let's get started. I'm Derek Mast, and joining me this week is Ben Robin. So Ben, how about that Samsung keynote? Do you like watching that? Was that an interesting experience?
Well, Derek, I've decided I'm going to play the role of everyone else in the world but you on this episode.
All right.
And by that, I mean, I didn't have time to watch the keynote.
Oh, no. That's impossible that you didn't do your homework.
I know. I'm sorry. And so what I'm going to need you to do, Derek, is you can explain to me in layman's terms what happened. And then I'll tell you what I think a normal person would say.
Yeah, sounds good. And for those of you who are, you know, Samsung fanatics and like know the ins and outs of everything Samsung, be a little bit
forgiving.
You're
not talking to anyone, right?
No, well,
that's the whole point of me on this episode.
You know,
I'm like everyone, really like no one.
Actually, I was looking for like some good Samsung podcasts. Like I figured there had to be a Samsung podcast out there.
And none exist.
I could not find one.
See? You see what I mean? I told
there
you.
There are Android shows, but not Samsung shows.
Right.
Which I'm not going to comment on that anymore because I'm sure there's people who listen to us who have and love Samsung phones.
And I'm surely not taking the untenable position that Android has no fanboys.
Right, right.
Or that no one has Samsung phones.
Yes. So, Samsung did a thing. August 8th. It was their Unleashed. Unleashed? Is that right?
Uncarrier?
No.
No, that's T-Mobile. Just kidding.
Impossible.
It was Unleashed. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the link you sent me.
Yeah.
That I didn't watch.
Yes. Hey, so Derek from the future here real quick. It is Unpacked. I am an idiot. Not Unleashed. Repeat. It is Unpacked. Not Unleashed. Again, I am an idiot. So the Samsung Unleashed presentation. This is when they do their like Note releases. So their huge smartphone that's like 6 inches and all that jazz. The S9 usually comes out in the beginning of the year, but I don't really know at this point which one's like the big announcement. The Note tends to be their flagship phone. I feel like because that's what gets like all the stuff in it. Though the S phones and the Note phones typically like kind of switch off features and like give features to others, kind of between generations. So it's a little bit fuzzier than like Apple or Google's definite like releases of all their stuff, you know, in one keynote. But anyway, Samsung kicked off the keynote by announcing the Note 9, of course.
Okay, I know what that means.
Yes, this is their...
It's the big phone, right?
It's the big phone. It's the big phone. Yeah. They kind of opined about, you know, how they began this revolution of the large phone, and now the phone that they originally came out with now seems small in comparison, and now it's a 6.2-inch phone.
Is this the one that explodes, or is that the Galaxy?
No, the Note 7 was the one that exploded. So we're already 2 years past this now.
Okay, yeah, I can't decide if 2 years later is too soon still, or maybe now it's too late, so the joke's not funny.
Well, they did up their battery capacity this year. So
yeah, I saw that the part that I got through was the battery ticker on the very beginning, you know, the first few seconds.
Well, that's good. You know a lot more now than you did before.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I'm actually betraying my role on this podcast. I watch more than the average human. Way more.
All right. So the Note 9, it now has a 4,000 milliamp hour battery. It still has a fingerprint sensor beneath the camera on the back of the phone. No in-screen fingerprint sensors yet. They have new colors. It comes in four colors now: blue, lavender, copper, and black, which, man, I would kill for different colors on an iPhone, but we'll get there eventually, hopefully.
I don't think you would, because you're a Christian.
But yes. That, I mean, you make a good point, Ben. I take that back. The storage starts out at 128 gigabytes, which I don't know that anybody else starts out with that at the moment. So that's pretty cool.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's like a computer. I think that might be what my computer has, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the upgrade is to 512 gigabytes.
That literally is what my computer has. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, there's only 5.7 gigs available on my computer. I'll be right back.
Just going to go out and buy a new computer real quick. And not only do you have 512 gigabytes as an option, I think that's like the $1,200 option. Like the prices on the Note is similar to the iPhone X. But anyway, not only do you have the 512 gigabyte option, you also have the possibility of putting in up to a 512 gigabyte SD card to total it up to about one terabyte, which is just crazy go nuts.
That's a server.
Yeah, that's my computer. It has a faster chipset, but it was non-specific in the keynote, probably something Qualcomm Snapdragon-y. They're really pushing the performance aspect of this phone for Fortnite. Now, I don't know if you've heard about the whole Fortnite thing on Android.
No, what's that?
Okay, so do you know what Fortnite is?
Yeah, no, I mean, what's Fortnite?
Okay. You don't know what Fortnite is?
No, I do know what Fortnite is, but I'm playing to type.
You're playing to type. Okay. Fortnite is this like massively multiplayer, like last man standing type cartoony
game.
It's
a Mamorpurger.
Mamorpurger. And super popular with the kids these days. And it has yet to come out on Android until the Samsung keynote, where it was announced that all Samsung phones would get the Fortnite beta, and also that all the other Android phones would be able to get it as well. However, and this is a little rabbit trail, you cannot download it from the Google Play Store because they must have signed something with Samsung that would have them like install it from default on a Samsung phone, but only allow Android phones to sideload it. So anyway, that's an interesting little tidbit. Samsung likes to do these promotional pushes like that. They mentioned a water carbon cooling system in their phone, which upon further research, I still have no idea what that means. And I don't know that they do either. The carbon bit is puzzling.
But it sounds odd.
But it's like this, it's this big copper thermal, like, it's like a flattened tube that I guess would have like a very little amount of moisture in there to dissipate the heat. Anyway, that's all for, you know, keeping the performance high. The camera is a dual aperture camera. This is a feature that's carried over from the S9 earlier this year. So you can get it, you can take pictures with 1.2, whatever the term is. What's the term?
I don't do cameras.
Okay, 1.7 or 2.4.
Other than the fact that I think they're good, Alex Humphrey.
So that basically means that you can take pictures better in low light. Has the two optically image stabilized lenses as well. So, you know, all
like
the fancy
the
stuff.
IPhone.
Yep, like on the iPhone, like on the, I believe the S9 Plus may have that as well, or whatever the big S9 is.
Anywho. Wait, so there's a Note and an S9 Plus?
Yes.
And an S Plus?
Yeah. You know what? I don't have the details on that. This is
so
where
the Note is like a mini tablet then, and the S Plus is like a macro phone?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Something like that.
What a confusing world we live in.
I know, isn't it great?
Join us here on Tech Reformation, where we make sense of this nonsensical world technology.
As we just kind of mumble around and wonder what we're talking about.
Where your tablets are smaller and your phones are bigger. One day we're going to have, one day soon probably, we're going to have tablets that are smaller than phones.
And it will be progress. And they'll cost like twice as much.
Oh, man.
The other thing about the camera is they introduced the ability for AI stuff in the background to help you take better pictures. So it'll alert you if someone blinks or if the photo's blurry or something so that you can have the chance to take it again before the moment's gone, which is, you know,
so you're saying cool. The computers are going to compute things?
Yes, computers are computing things. Surprise!
Because okay. AI is not really a thing, but...
Yeah, it's all computation.
AI. Scare quotes.
Yes, I love those scare quotes every time.
They're not square quotes, Derek. I'm not a square.
They're curvy.
I'm cool, okay?
They're curvy,
I promise.
Quotes. They're squirkle.
Ask any of my friends.
Squirt
I'm
quotes.
Cool.
Squirt quotes? Moving on, they then went on to the S Pen, which they introduced by having it be a remote for taking selfies. Basically, now it has a button. It didn't have a button before, but now it has a button and Bluetooth low energy. So you take it out of the phone, and you can like take pictures with it.
Question for you: I know this is not a question I'm supposed to ask,
yeah.
Playing the role that I'm playing, but does the button on the pin do anything other than take pictures?
Yes. Yes, it does. That leads me into the next thing, which is they then kind of showed off everything the S Pen does, which, you know, obviously it draws, but you can also...
Oh, the button clicks the thing? The button, like, you know, it makes the pin come out and then you can write with ink?
That would be awesome.
Is that what it does?
No, it's on the side of the... It's on the side of the pen, the button is.
Oh, okay.
So
that's not as exciting.
Yeah. But you can use the button to do presentations or basically whatever app developers want to do for it. So
it'd be like the ultimate skeuomorphic pin. It's actually a pin, a digital pin that's actually a pin.
That would be great.
It has real ink in it.
It lasts 30 minutes on a full charge, which takes 40 seconds. So that's pretty cool. It's basically a huge capacitor in there. It's not even, I can't even imagine that's even a battery. And the Note 9 will be available August 24th, which is tomorrow as we record this. So.
Available for pre-order or available in people's hands?
Available August 24th.
That's.
I have no idea.
Surprisingly quick.
I didn't look into that. I should have looked into
that. It's got to be pre-order. There's no way they're getting it to people. But they would have already had to order it. It would have had to be shipping right now. Does Samsung do one-day shipping? Is that the big announcement? Unleashed. One-day shipping for all of our things.
they announced this like weeks ago, so I'm sure they've been shipping stuff to different stores already. So then they showed off Samsung DeX, which is basically... Do you have any idea what this is? I had not heard of this before now.
Can I try to guess?
Yes.
Okay, Samsung
yes,
DeX. Now, it's like DECKS, right?
No, it is DE uppercase X.
DE uppercase X?
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, man, okay. Well, I thought it was going to be way more exciting, like a Samsung card deck, you know, like decks of cards, or like a boat deck, you know, like on
a
lake.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway. Now your boat deck comes with all of the more AI. Okay,
yeah, that's right. You now got screens on the pier, and it's just like it tells you when the tide's coming up and not when it's not, you know.
Okay, now I know what it is. It's Dex as in Dexter, and not like the weird Showtime show, Dexter's Laboratory, which is where they built the new Galaxy Note in Dexter's lab.
Okay.
And he was all, Didi, get out of my laboratory! Is that what it is?
No, not at all. But good try, Ben.
Hold
try
on,
again
hold
next
on.
Time.
Dex.
So Samsung DeX is their... basically, you plug in your phone to a monitor and it puts up like a computer screen version of Android. So before now, I think it was introduced with the S8. It was like a huge little docking station that you'd plug your phone into, and then it would do like the conversion to put it on a screen or a TV or whatever. And I don't know, you could do stuff on the big screen that way. I'm not sure how this works as far as like sending stuff to the screen and back or whatever, but now it works simply by plugging into an HDMI adapter. So that's pretty cool, I guess.
So it's kind of like AirPlay, but with a cord?
Yeah. And I mean,
it sounds so much lamer.
Well, and you don't need an Apple TV.
And it's nothing like what I was guessing.
No, not at all. This also works with the Tab S4, which was released maybe earlier this month, I think. tech reformation. We know stuff. And they showed this off with like with kind of a funny demo with a guy named Mr. Doodle. This is a guy that does doodling. I guess there's a huge creative community behind the Note and people love drawing on it. And this guy's super famous on it. So I don't know. It was pretty cool. He doodled some
stuff.
The Note
is the new Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah, exactly.
Dex the Doodler.
Upgrade today. I want to put that as a show note. I want to put that as a show title, but there's no way anybody is going to associate anything with that.
Which part?
Dex the Doodler.
Okay, that's what I thought it was. Yeah. I was pretty sure that's what got you, but I wasn't 100%.
Dex the Doodler. Our sponsor this week is Missionalware, your Reformed theology gift shop. Missionalware prints apparel, drinkware, and accessories with beautiful artwork of historical creeds, quotes, and faces of various reformers. And if you're the kind of person that shaves off their beard in the summer, such as myself, you might start thinking that, hey, it's getting to be back towards beard season here soon, and I need something to wear or drink out of to prepare for the fact that I'm going to have a beard. They've got some pretty great like Charles Spurgeon quotes on growing a beard being a habit most natural, scriptural, manly, and beneficial. Some fantastic designs and really high quality stuff that is printed on. They've also got Martin Luther bobbleheads, so that's something that you should definitely check out. If you haven't gone over there in a while, you should go do that. They've got some pretty great stuff. Missionalware has been making things since 2010, so they have an impressive library of designs and items. To grab some apparel, drinkware, or accessories for yourself, or even just to browse their designs, check them out at missionalware.com. Thank you to Missionalware for sponsoring Tech Reformation. Then after Samsung Dex, they announced Samsung Galaxy Watch, which the predecessor to this is the Samsung Gear 3?
Yeah, I remember that, I think.
And there's not really a whole lot of design changes. It's pretty much the same kind of device, but they renamed it. They upgraded the battery so that it lasts for 4 to 6 days, which is the claim, without having to charge
it.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. Now they're talking about the...
That's if you like don't have it on, right? And you're not using it. Then it lasts for a week.
I think their claim is that no matter how you use it, it's going to be 4 to 6 days or whatever.
Nope. That's no.
We'll see when it comes to actual practice.
I call balderdash on that. Also, I love the brand consistency, Samsung Galaxy Watch. Mm-hmm. I think they should have gone with Samsung Galaxy iWatch because it's not used yet. And that would really throw a wrench in the Apple plans.
That would be so weird and terrible. Oh my goodness. People call it iWatch already, which is just the worst. You know, I bet they actually have it trademarked somewhere so that
probably.
They can actually use it.
Yeah, probably so.
Or someone else trademarked it before Apple released the Apple Watch, probably. So, has cellular, all that stuff. I believe the last generation also had that. The 46 days claim is for the 46 millimeter version of the watch. The 42 millimeter version, which is the quote-unquote small version, that's bigger than my Apple Watch, basically, because it's got...
Yeah, Apple Watch is 36 and 42, isn't it? Or 38 and 42?
38 and 42, yeah. So they're big watches. But the 42 millimeter version has
only
much smaller
battery.
Only for
people with puny wrists.
Well, and I have a puny wrist, so it matters to me.
You have a puny wrist because you're a puny man and you need to work out.
I would refute that, but it's true. They also announced the wireless charger Duo, which is basically AirPower, but Samsung's version. If you're not familiar with what AirPower is, it's like a mat that Apple like talked about at the last iPhone release, saying
it still hasn't showed up.
People can't charge multiple things on a single wireless charging pad, and we know how to do this, so we're gonna do it. And it hasn't been released yet, just as Ben said.
Yeah, it never showed up.
So who knows if Samsung's actually going to beat Apple to this. That'll be interesting.
Do you remember, you might be the only friend of mine who will remember this, but one time Steve Jobs, back when he was alive, made fun of wireless chargers. He was like, they're dumb because you still have to plug them in. Like, you still got to plug the mat in. That's not actually revolutionary. Apple has no interest in that. What if you could walk into a room and your phone would start charging? Now that's interesting. Do you remember that?
I don't remember him saying that. I know there's a lot of other things that, you know, Steve Jobs was like, oh, we'll never do that. And then they did it a couple of years later, like famously the video iPod. Like people were begging for video on the iPod and they were like, it's such a tiny screen. You never want video on the iPod. And then they did it like 2 years later. So Apple does that sort of thing. It's kind of a trope at this point. And then they moved on to Bixby. So this is much beloved by everyone who has a Samsung phone.
That's actually... Okay, let me tell you what that is. So
yeah?
Samsung Bixby is actually... It's like a cowboy, but it's a girl. And her name is Bixby. And she's just... she's not a little person. No, not at all.
A cowboy, but she's a girl.
She is much shorter than average, right? So she's a shorter cowgirl,
uh-huh.
Right? And she's just really cute, you know, and sweet. She like bakes, you know, she bakes you stuff, and she's Bixby, you know? That's her.
Oh, okay. Sure. Actually, I super like the name for Samsung's AI project, but a lot of people...
Wait, so that's not what it is?
No, it's not. It's Samsung's little helper person that helps you get stuff done on your phone, theoretically.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it a cowgirl?
No, no, it's not. It's definitely not a cowgirl. It is a synthesized voice.
It's such a cowgirl name, you know? Bixby.
It's a great name. Maybe I'll name a child that one day.
It's
probably
a town
not.
In Oklahoma, just in case you didn't know.
Oh, really?
Bixby, Oklahoma, yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of close to where I'm from.
So anyway, Bixby is their assistant, much like Google Assistant is for Google, or Siri is for Apple, or Alexa is for Amazon, except Bixby is not as good.
not as good as Siri?
It might be better than Siri, but that's not saying much.
That's a pretty low bar, man.
Yeah.
Wait, so this thing existed this whole time and I never knew about it?
This was announced back with the S8, so it's been a year or two.
Okay, so just a year. It's just a year old, and it's a Samsung thing, so no one actually ever really knows, you know. But I mean, yeah, this is a revelation to me. It's kind of an epiphany. I didn't know Bixby existed.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
Oh, 100% serious.
Oh, really?
The cowgirl thing was a joke, but
yes.
I really didn't know Samsung had an AI assistant thing. You know, AI. But anyway, an assistant thing that's like, you know, answers your questions and is your digital slave and does things for you like Siri.
Yep. Boy, we're learning stuff.
I'm going to trademark that. Digital slave. Yeah, that's good right there. That's what the next one's going to be called when Facebook launches their assistant.
Now, are you talking in the like biblical form of a slave, which is basically like an indentured servant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Yeah. We want to make sure that's clear so we don't get controversial here. So it seems like they've come a long way when it comes to Bixby. It understands contextual requests, follows a line of conversation, much like Siri cannot do right now, but everybody else can.
Hold on. Let me test that. Hey, Google, can you have a conversation with me? Cookies and cream. Oh, sweet. She's telling me where Ben and Jerry's is. I might go there after this.
Thanks. Nice. I have no idea how it got there from there, but...
Oh, by the way, cookies and cream, favorite ice cream. That's what she asked me. What's your favorite ice cream? Sure, I can have a conversation with you. What's your favorite ice cream? Cookies and cream.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
You only heard one side, so...
I did. So confusing. I was very confused up to this point, but that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Do you want me to go in there and put the microphone up to her?
No. It's really fine. I mean...
Oh, okay. You're just going to take my word for it?
I like Google Assistant and all, but I just really don't want it on the podcast. It just doesn't have a good voice for podcasting.
Hey, Siri.
And everybody hates
it.
Us.
She's here. Here she is. Alexa.
So according to the keynote, they demoed a bunch of stuff that seems to work similarly to Google Assistant. Of course, you can summon Google Assistant on your Samsung phone if you want to, but the Bixby button still exists. Did I say that before?
You said Bixby button.
Bixby button. It's a dedicated button on the phone that lets you summon Bixby. And then they went into announcing the Galaxy HomePod. The Galaxy Home,
Oh my gosh. I really thought it was Galaxy HomePod because I haven't seen the thing. And I was like, no, Samsung, you're going to get sued so much, man. Okay, no, they didn't really call it the Galaxy HomePod.
Yeah, yeah. But basically, they announced it the way that Apple announced the HomePod back when Apple announced the HomePod, being like, hey, this is the Galaxy Home. It does some stuff with like voice and
so
it
did it
sounds
start with
beautiful.
Like a Hey Bixby and then like a little fancy music trailer where there's like this dubstep playing, and it's like zooming across the like shiny surface of the thing, and then all of a sudden you realize what it is.
Let me tell you about like shiny product intros. Like Samsung has this nailed. Like you see the Apple like shiny product intros, and Samsung does it to like 10 times more than Apple does.
It's like the Michael Bay version.
Really? Yeah, it's like Michael Bay got a hold of Apple promos.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Where they were presenting.
Samsung is Apple plus Bayham. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Oh my goodness.
How have I never thought of this before?
It's not a bad comparison. Samsung tends to be a little bit less measured with how they do stuff. They just throw everything that they possibly can into the mix to wow
explosions
people.
Explosions everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but they had like 14 different displays where they were presenting, and they used every single one of them to make them look like 3D, like rendered, spinning around in front of you. Like the floor was all. Everything was stylized to be like with the S Pen, and there's like a little runway that came out when people were introduced. Anyway, that's a whole. Their presentation was. It reminded me of an Apple keynote, but just way more than necessary. Anyway, so Galaxy Home, they announced it and was like, hey, it does this stuff. Sounds great, blah, blah, blah. More details to be announced later. So we have no other information about it as far as like release date or price or whatever. They also announced an integration with Spotify from like the beginning of setting up any Samsung device that you have, so that you can basically play your music everywhere, including probably your fridge. And that is really the thing that
that's
taking
right. They have the $6,000 smart fridge. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's really what I've been taking away from this presentation. And probably if I watched other ones, this is a similar thread. But they really want to be in every single one of your devices and have everything work seamlessly together. Like, do you remember, like, must have been like 10 years ago at this point. Like Microsoft had a video of like, I think it was called like Future Vision or something like that, where you have like all your little like pieces of glass that you can swipe to other pieces of glass and like
work
so
that.
Collaboratively.
I didn't know
together.
It was called Future Vision, but I do remember that. It's like Minority Report, you know?
Yeah, 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 that kind
you
of
set
stuff.
Set the thing down and then it reads all the data or whatever.
I feel like that's what Samsung's trying to do. And really, I mean, really, they make enough products that they probably are the company that's best positioned to do that within their brand, which is interesting. And how they would put it is they want you to have a galaxy of experiences, which seems appropriate branding given their the way they name their mobile devices.
Yeah, I don't love the name Galaxy Home. It just seems like a contradiction in terms.
Yeah.
But also, I'm now imagining Bixby on my washing machine, which is Samsung made.
Oh, I'm sure they're going there.
That will be terrible. We're going to Smart Home real quick. Have y'all seen that Disney movie?
I have not.
I don't know why I just referred to you in the plural.
I mean, listeners, if you have an answer, you're quite willing to give feedback.
Just shout it into the void, listener.
Yeah, exactly.
Just shout it. Yes, Ben, I've seen Smart Home on Disney.
You're so right. So that's pretty much the keynote. It's worth a watch. It's like an hour. If you've never seen one, when you have an evening free, go watch it. So that about wraps that up. And so I asked for people's opinions on this whole presentation or about Samsung in general.
And you got no feedback because no one watched.
in the Slack, and people did respond, which I was very grateful for. You can go, if you want to get your opinion in for the upcoming topics on the show, I'll post in there in the channel called Up Next in our Slack at slack.techreformation.com. Interested to get more feedback from you guys before we do the show, which would be pretty great. But people had opinions on stuff, and generally kind of negative. Thoughts on the Note 9 from listener Patrick. My thoughts are that it's just another overhyped Samsung product. The only two things it has going for it are the slightly bigger capacity battery and the enhanced S Pen. Other than those two things, the Note 9 is basically a glorified Galaxy S9 with a bigger screen. And he's not wrong on that. This update is mostly evolutionary.
Ah, come on, Patrick!
Oh, I'm very sorry, Patrick. You have now...
Listener been, Patrick cannot explain the Trinity very well.
That's modalism! Listener David on the Galaxy Watch says it'll need to be far better OS-wise than any Tizen product that's ever seen the market, and battery-wise, it will need to last a lot longer than any Android Wear product that's ever seen the market. So we'll see about the battery. Don't know about Tizen. I've also heard very negative things about Tizen, that Samsung is not great at doing mobile operating systems. But
yeah,
they
Tizen
continue to
sounds
do it.
A bit like a Tizen sounds a bit like an anime character, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't know if he's going to go Super Saiyan or what, but he is Tizen.
That's right. Bixby is a gimmick of the kind Samsung won't get over because they have some kind of ingrained need to create slightly inferior copies of default apps all over the phone. Also, listener David. And listener Patrick says Bixby needs to go away. So we do not have very fond feelings over Bixby. So the whole thing with Samsung, like, making their own stuff for everything, even though Google's already, like, made the apps and, like... They don't do stock Android. They do their own version, their own skinned version of Android. And they really want to make Tizen happen for everything that they have, but they haven't gotten there yet. I think the main motivation there is really this quote-unquote galaxy of experiences thing, where they have everything seamlessly working together.
Also money.
And money. Yes, that's also a good plan. But... yeah, listener David was opining on, he just doesn't understand why Samsung does this, and he's right. They don't do it well yet, but I'm thinking that's why they're doing this.
A little part of me dies every time I admit that David's right.
Oh, good times. If you would like to give us your feedback on the show, you can go to our episode discussion channel in the Slack at slack.techreformation.com. We would love to hear your thoughts. And if you want to give your opinions on upcoming topics, you can do that too. We also have a...
Be warned, you might get trapped by pesky Presbyterians.
Oh, yes. That's part of the delight of the Slack, though. Let's be honest.
And you can reach us on Twitter at techreformation. Follow us. Like our things, tweet at us, DM us. I think we have open DMs. Do we have open DMs?
We totally have open DMs.
Yeah, because everyone should have open DMs and read receipts. And with that, this has been Tech Reformation. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And I ain't looking back. No, no, I ain't looking back. No, no.
Samsung Dex is basically their
is it like a Tamagotchi? Like it's a little creature named Dex? Like I think there's like a video game character named Dex that's like a lizard, I think. Right?
So Samsung Dex is basically you
plug keep it
your
as
phone
a pet and you like have to feed it and pet it and stuff. You know, so that it doesn't die.
No, but good try, Ben. Good try.
Okay.
Why don't you go sit down for a little bit and think over your life.